Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is where I open up my doors, especially for the creative souls, you know, but I want to kind of flip the script a little bit today, going into tomorrow. I really want to encourage everybody to join me tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Well, I guess it's evening, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to talk about what's going on in so many communities around the United States, our nation, of violence and drive-by shootings, murders, children being kidnapped, child abuse and neglect to, you know, sexual abuse. I mean, we really need to do something. There's so much going on. The outrage is crazy. And I think that we as a creative community can come together, have a healthy dialogue around it, and, you know, try to come up with simple, even if it's simple, small solutions of what we can do as a unit that believes that we can make a difference. All it takes is just believing and then putting action behind that belief. So please come join me tomorrow for a state of emergency alert on Flava Marlex Radio. So how are you today? I don't know. It's supposed to rain today. It did rain throughout the night here in Seattle. We had a few days up, actually, in the 80s. And I had the opportunity to get out and really, really enjoy it and spend some time with my grandbaby, which I really, really thoroughly enjoyed. And I think, it comes down to just appreciating, you know, when the beauty and the heat and all of that comes around, you know, because you just don't know. I understand it's not just here in Seattle where I am, but it's around the United States that this is taking place, and you just don't know what the weather's going to be like. But I'm going to jump into some music, and then I'm going to come back and kind of share some thoughts as to why I've decided to do this show tomorrow called State of Emergency Alert. I'm going to start out today's show with a piece called You'll Find Your Way by Dahara September.
it that you're on the move again? You'll be hearing from her soon is what I hear from my friends. But please don't call, I don't need to hear your voice. It's taken years now, but I've moved on. I'm all out of love, fresh out of forgiveness. I wish I could take all those kisses that you wanna give me now. But I'm all out of love, fresh out of forgiveness. I wish I could, but I can't forget just how you wrecked my whole world. Forgive me, girl. Forgive me, girl. Just tell me what makes you think that I even care, and that I'd talk to you if you were standing here. Love is just a game to you, tearing things apart. So think again, cause there's no way I'm letting you back in my heart. I'm all out of love, fresh out of forgiveness. I wish I could take all those kisses that you wanna give me now. But I'm all out of love, fresh out of forgiveness. I wish I could, but I can't forget just how you wrecked my whole world. Forgive me, girl. Forgive me, girl. God, no doubt, is frowning. It's not the way we were supposed to live. Hell is sure to come if I forgive you and let you in. So I'm all out of love, fresh out of forgiveness. I wish I could take all those kisses that you wanna give me now. But I'm all out of love, fresh out of forgiveness. I wish I could, but I can't forget just how you wrecked my whole world. Forgive me, girl, cause I'm all out of love, fresh out of forgiveness. I wish I could take all those kisses that you wanna give me now. But I'm all out of love, fresh out of forgiveness. I wish I could, but I can't forget just how you wrecked my whole world. Forgive me, girl. Forgive me, girl. Forgive me, girl. Forgive me, girl.
Good morning. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Flavor Coffee House. This is my place to open up the doors for creative souls and those that love the creative souls. I opened up today's show with a piece by Dahara September out of Vancouver, BC, with You'll Find Your Way, going into DeLon down there in Houston, Texas, with Happy Home. And then Monica Monet down there in Jacksonville, Florida, with her piece Gravity, and then David Britt with Forgive Me, Girl. I believe that David's out of North Carolina. So I hope that you're doing well this Saturday morning. I'm feeling pretty good. I actually got up pretty easy this morning, and I think that I slept really, really well last night. You know, my daddy's not been well. I was sick. I had my grandbaby last week. So life's been a little crazy for the month of April, but I have to tell you, you know, the listenership of the shows went up in April, and so I appreciate everyone who's listening to Flava Marlux Radio and all the shows that I do, and, you know, for sharing. The numbers are growing, so I'm going to assume that some of you out there are sharing the shows that I do, so I appreciate you. If you follow me on the Coffee House show on Saturdays, you know that I have to listen for my daddy, so I kind of have one ear cocked, you know, towards the door and the stairs and all, so I can hear him come out of his room. I got the coffee prepped and everything, and, you know, things going for his breakfast, so I just need to pay attention to him. So sometimes when I got a streak of music going, then that means I'm really, really listening for my daddy. So I appreciate your understanding around all of that. Tomorrow I'm doing a very, very important show. It's a show that my business partner and friend, family, and I decided to do, and decided we couldn't really put it off to do it, that we needed to really start the conversations now. It's called SEA, State of Emergency Alert. And what that really, really means for us, and hope that you understand and embrace it also, is that so many communities around the United States are really suffering in so many ways, from losing our babies to, you know, abuse to neglect to, you know, depression, mental illness. There's so many reasons that our communities are, you know, it almost feels like a disease. It feels like there's an infestation that's taking place that is, you know, taking over our families, our communities, society. And I think that we as individuals, we as parents, we as community leaders, we as Christians, Muslims, whatever you want to identify yourself as, I believe that we can come together and figure out a resolve to work towards. No, things aren't going to happen overnight, because these things did not happen overnight, right? But I don't think that we can use that excuse. I think there's always a way that we can do something to make a difference. This happened on May 1st. You know, they had a march in the Seattle district, you know, to bring awareness and to bring support. The Central District here in Seattle has had several shootings and murders that have taken place in 1 week, and that's unusual for us. We had a shooting and murder take place just blocks from where I live, and the memorial still stands, and it's something that we drive by every single day. This block, we drive it regularly. And then there was a shooting at a gas station. It had to have happened right after I drove past with my daughter and my father as we came to get our hair cut in this area. And then there was a shooting at the gas station, and we just drove past it. So did that trigger the urgency for me? I'm going to be honest. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. You know, when it hits close to home, It tends to trigger us, right? Well, I know that so many of you have been affected by violent acts in some way, shape, or form. So please come tomorrow to Flava Marlux Radio, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join me, Jace E. Cage from Black Stacks, and Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, who also wants to be a part of the panel. And I will definitely be opening up the phone lines, taking phone calls, and, you know, let's start identifying what the problem is, where we might find the core, the source of it, and then what we can do to try to work towards a resolve. We got to save our babies. We really do. We got to step up. We got to do something to save ourselves, but we got to save our babies. We got to give them some hope. We got to give them some security and safety to come up in. And if you follow me on Facebook, I've got a event up for tomorrow's show. Please post in there. Let us know that you're coming. If you are an artist and you create some kind of art that identifies with what I'm talking about, post it in there. If you've got some art that's just positive and uplifting, post it in there. I'm hoping that a gentleman who wrote a book on, you know, how to save our youth, who's also a part of a school system in New York. I'm hoping he's going to be able to participate. I'm hoping my boy Sankara will be able to call in and participate. He's involved in a gun program out there in Springfield, Illinois. So I'm hoping that Lamont Carey, my business partner, will be able to call in. Trust and believe, I will be getting in their ears to remind them, because I just think it's really important for some of you to get to know some of the people around the United States that are involved in making a difference, and, you know, really, really think about what we can do. What can we do to make a difference in our world? But let's start with our family, okay? I'm going to jump back into some music again, and I'm going to play a piece by a hip-hop artist that I've been supporting and who has been supporting me for a few years now. He goes by Cloak the Scribe, and this is his brand-new piece, Wake Up.
Accountability vice to how I live, okay. I travel forth to the conduct of the kid. Do it big to pick up the God who lives. Love my life in spite of the troubles live. Show me love and gradually destroy my sin. Told me like the prostitute, go and don't sin. Part of some moment when I shake him in again. Mercy and grace every time I chose to sin again. I repent of my thoughts, words, actions, and pain. Continue to live it up, no depression within. Shining from the inside, my outside blends. Ain't bright, I'ma glorify Christ, no trend. I will not bow down nor break or bend. No smoke, no sleep, no sleep, no season, no reason.
I wanna be trapped in your arms. Love keep me warm, but you keep me away. I wanna live, bury your heart. I'm locked in the door, don't keep me away.
I wanna be your shining star. I wanna go, go so far. I wanna take you on a journey with me. J-A-C-O-O-T-O-G. September 23rd, 1976. Beginning of this rap documentary was written. My life was lit, a beginning, a curse of drama. Filled with my father's love, my stomach trauma, and a mama wouldn't leave my side. I was supposed to die with something greater than comprehension. Kept me alive, and I survived against strife. Theories of my mind, lies, do or die. This is my time to rhyme, my time to shine. Spit the divine, I'm so fine. I'ma open up your heart, your body, your soul, your mind, let's fly. Yo, in my dream I'm hitting that critical mask and all became an integral part of my task. But life is more animated than Flash. Cruiser control is the trigger, dare I ask. So I pulled in a blast from crowd to outcast. I'm mixed mass conception to being hatched. But I heard it all before, even in these scores. Verbal, lyrical attacks and more. Leaving them breathing, abrasions and healing slow. Cut so deep with my flow. Pushing samples on your throat and made it grow in your soul. Filled with JC flow. Here I go again, and back in control again. All I want to do is show you what I've been through.
Urban land grab, economic displacement, hood I can occupation. Covered income integration. Federal dough funds, developers tax breaking. The FCC so damn pro consolidation. Deregulation, free rank greed from corporations. Hypocrites, U.S. human rights violations. All out war against poor population.
Yo, man. 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 I don't think they heard you. Yo, man. Yo, man. Yo, man.
Inflation, predatory lending, they're peddling information. Global economic collapse, they don't faze them. Campaign contributions keep politicians complacent. Fiscal rapists, less you got, more they taking. Rich get richer from the poor's devastation. Dollar hegemony, currency domination. Global banking industry teetering on some fake. Refinance your home for a low monthly payment. For clothes vacant, middle class shrinking, homelessness peaking. Impact only just catching up to this nation. More bankrupt declarations than college graduations. Collection agents buying and selling your information. Americans poverty pimping is at its greatest. Hypocrites, U.S. human rights violations. All out war against poor population.
Yo, man. 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 I don't think they heard you.
General funds go to law, justice, and safety, a.k.a. jailing, prosecution, policing, while only 6% goes to human service. But prevention's a priority. Education's a priority. Why is the city of Seattle dropping $110 million to open a new jail we don't need, while the district can't even find a measly 3.6 to keep our schools from closing? Want to know what's really going on? Just follow the paper trail to downtown, Olympia, Wall Street, D.C. As long as poverty pimps keep profiting from our problems, we can't wait for change. We gotta create our own solutions straight from the people's movement. That's why we keep it pushing.
Hey yo, Ronnie Run, Winterville, North Carolina.
Yeah. y'all set up. Let the people know enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. Yeah. Run and run, coming stronger than I ever did. This time I'm reaching out so I can tell the kids about a topic that's getting out of hand. So I'ma address it to every one of my fans. Calling names, getting pushed around, it ain't cool. Walking down the hallway, getting taunted in the school. Getting off the bus, running through your bedroom in tears. Thinking about the next day, sitting shaking with fear. Every day, same thing, but you're scared to tell. And if you did, you go home with your eyeballs swell. Not just kids, grown people get fully versed. The result, you might find a victim playing in the hearse. And it hurts me to see people act like that. But they're thinking it's funny, making themselves look whack. I attack all the bullies thinking that they tough. If you bully like me, screaming up is enough. Drop a little knowledge and give you some remembrance that most of y'all forgotten. A bully ain't a joke, a bully is the real deal. A nationwide problem and it's getting real ill. Every time I look around, I see somebody getting pushed around. Ain't done nothing to anybody. Bullies only bully cause they wanna be superior. The best way they can do it is to put a little fear in you. Threaten your life on an everyday basis. Put you in the dirt and they spit up in your faces. Make you sit down when you wanna stand up. Good people turn bad cause they always fed up. This is so real, we hear about it all in the news. Not local but nationwide, doing what it do. Take a stand, let them know that this ain't a bluff. Once again, I'ma tell you that enough is enough.
In this last set, you heard Cloak the Scribe with Wake Up, going into J.C. Flow with Don't Keep Me Away, and then Knox Family with These Streets featuring Julie C. and Tony Hill, closing out that set with Ronnie Run with Enough. Music can make a difference. Music is powerful. I don't know if artists really, really recognize the power that they have and influence they have in how we think and we feel. One of the things that I do want to challenge artists is, you know, what influence does your art have on those that receive it? And the thing is to always keep in mind, as much as we talk about censorship and those markings are on CDs and this, that, and the other, there is nothing out there really being filtered and censored. Really, it isn't. things are too accessible to our young people. It really, really is too accessible to our young people. One of the things I'm going to address is, you know, why did, in the time that I came back, I was born in 1960. I'm 53 now. Why did it make sense? Even though, you know, as a young person, I might have thought it was so unfair. Why did it make sense that we weren't allowed in the same room when our parents and elders had guests over? Why was it that, you know, our elders kept us away from music like Al Green, you know, and, you know, the Temptations, whatever it was, you know, that we weren't allowed in the same room, you know, when they were playing their certain musics and, you know, they had people around, you know. We were allowed to be children. We played outside. We were not in the house up under a TV. And back then, we were restricted to how much TV we could actually watch. It was all about getting homework done. We had chores to do. And I grew up in the central area of Seattle. And I'm telling you that every mom and daddy knew the kids. The community knew each other. You know, we came up in a time when, you know, if you got in trouble, you know, Miss Opalina down the street might be the first one who caught you, and then by the time you got home, you were scolded many times. If a parent called for a child that it was time to come in, everybody said, you better get home, your mama's calling you. You know, when the street lights went off, you needed to be in the house, you know. There were chores that were done, and you didn't balk, you didn't look crazy, you didn't do things, you know. To your parents, you respected and understand, and maybe you, you know, shuffled your feet and poked your lip out, but you got your chores done. You know, in school, it was a time when you called your teachers by Mr., Mrs., and Miss. It wasn't about calling your teacher by their first names and being your elders' homies, you know. So why did that make sense? At least to me and to many of my own generation, why did that make sense? And what happened? What happened to where things are so crazy now? Do we have too many options? Did technology take over where it has put us in a position of just desiring more? I mean, what really has happened? And you know, think about that. And then join us tomorrow. Again, I'm really, really going to stress throughout this show how much I want you to join me on Sunday. Sunday, May 4th. Oh, excuse me. Am I looking at the right date? Okay, no, Sunday, May 4th at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to invite you, you know, to listen to the conversation, to join in on the conversation. Let's identify, you know, the problems, and let's try to come together and come up with solutions. If we need to do several roundtables on this topic, I am open to do that because it's something really, really important to me, and I hope that it's really important to you. Too many of us are posting all over the social network about all these negative things that are taking place, babies that are missing, children that are being abused, you know, women that are being abused, teachers having sex with students. I mean, just a bunch of absolute craziness. And so we got to stop the madness, and it can start with us. It really can start with us. I think my daddy might be getting up, so I'm going to jump into a piece. I'm going to take you all the way over to Italy. And this is my dear, dear friend, Antonio Ferraro, with the title track to his CD, and I believe it's the name of his son, Domi. Thank you. All right, good morning, good afternoon. It's still morning out here in Seattle, Washington, but wherever you are, welcome to the Coffee House. This is my baby. This is my very favorite show. And obviously it must be yours too, because it is the show that gets the most listens to live and in the archives. And I appreciate all of you for supporting what I do, supporting Flava Marlux Radio, supporting independent artists. And when I say independent artists, I'm not just speaking of music. I'm speaking of artists of all art forms. There's some amazing talents out there. There are some amazing books being written, art pieces being painted, graphic designs, just so much that beautiful to experience. But more importantly, you know, it's important to show your support. It's interesting to me how people get on board when it is a known person, because the media says this is who you should pay attention to. Does it really take for the media to identify who you should like? Really think about that. Why do you pay attention and financially support who you do? Of course, those artists in the spotlight are wealthy. They've been afforded opportunities because of somebody seeing a talent in them and being willing to invest, push them forward, and get them in the spotlight. Of course, those people that are putting money behind them are only putting money behind them because they know that they are going to make money in return. I say let's be the force that gets behind the independent artists. I say let's help push them out there in the spotlight. Do they want to go mainstream? Maybe some of them do. Some of them want to stay independent, but they can still grow. There's some very successful independent companies out there that support artists and are putting music and quality books and all of that out there. There are very successful independent businesses. And that's why I do what I do. That's why I created Flava Coffee House. That's why I created then in turn Flava News. That's why I created, you know, the radio show with the support of Dwayne out there in Baltimore with Soul City Radio and LA, who was my partner in crime at that time. You know, that's why I do what I do, you know, today, because I believe that everybody who is doing something right. Okay, I'm not going to get behind everybody. I'm just going to put that out there. I do not get behind everybody. It may be simple as I don't like what they create. It's not my taste. I don't think it's quality produced. That's my opinion. It may just not be something I am drawn to. That's okay. You know? You have to find the people who appreciate your art. Don't get mad at Lady Flava because she doesn't play your music or because Lady Flava doesn't support what you're doing. I am one person. I am just one person. I cannot be all over the place. One thing that I've learned, and I've learned some very, very hard lessons over the years in being Lady Flava, the artist, cheerleaders, waving my leopard pom-poms, I can't support everybody. And I'm going to say this too. Not everybody is deserving of my support either. And I used to do this kumbaya thing. Let's all just love each other and, you know, join hands and let's make this happen. I still believe that we can do it in many situations. But when it comes to art and when it comes to artists and when it comes to motives, you know, I think you need to really take your time and sit back and pay attention. What kind of team can you build and what's going to be effective and who should you follow and who should you support? And can you stick in there with the long haul or do you need to walk away? I've had to make some really hard decisions. I've made some really abrupt decisions where things have gotten just so out of hand that I had to just stop. Stop, no explanation, just stop. Have you ever felt like sometimes when you explain, it still isn't even heard? And so sometimes I have just had to stop. I have health issues. I have high blood pressure. And so I have to really, really, you know, control my stress level and figure out how to maneuver through life, period, right? So I try to handle things as calmly as possible. I have to tell you something. I really wish that Mark wasn't out on tour right now, because I would love for him to call into the show tomorrow. He's got to be one of the calmest people I've ever known. He has a way of just listening, saying what needs to be said, giving feedback, but he stays so calm. I guess that's why it works well for he and I as business partners, because he's the calm one, I'm the more vocal one. But he has a way of bringing peace into my world. And so I think we all need to find that way of finding peace. That's one of the things that I want to address tomorrow, is how can we find that inner peace. I know there's so many ideas in my head of what I want to talk about tomorrow, and I know that that two-hour show is going to go by so very quickly, so we may have to do a follow-up show. But there's got to be a way of finding inner peace. There's got to be a way of feeling balanced. There's got to be a way to find calm ways to resolve conflict. And sometimes you may just need to just simply walk away. Sometimes you may just need to close your mouth. Sometimes you just may need to stop and breathe. Whatever it is. I mean, even for myself and in the simplicity of what I might, consider stressful or whatever compared to the topics that we're going to talk about tomorrow. I've learned different techniques. Is it always effective? No. And a lot of that has to do with what I'm putting into it in the moment. Those of you that know me, you know that I, am really big into meditation and prayer. And so does it always work? I'll be honest, no, it doesn't. Because I think it depends on how much I'm willing to just let go and receive. And so sometimes I have to put on music, you know, or sounds that kind of help me go that direction. So before I go any further, I want to let you know the music that I played in this last set. And my daddy's all taken care of, so thank you so much for your patience with that. I played Antonio Ferraro over there in Italy with his piece Domi, which is the title track to his last CD. Going into Jeff Lofton with Shana's song, and then John Clayton with Wild Man, closing out that set with a local group called Clientele with their piece Red Kool-Aid. It's all about supporting great art. Great art. And I think that artists really, really need to understand when they create, they affect lives. When you put it out there publicly, let me say that. When you put it out there publicly, you affect lives. How does your art affect lives? Now, everybody could tell a different story. You know, everybody receives messages and feelings in different ways. But hopefully you are affecting people's worlds in a good way. I think if we could come back to strong messages, uplifting messages, hopeful messages, I think it's good to have messages that acknowledge something that's negative, heartbreak, racism, neglect, things like that. I think that's important to address too. I think there's a way of addressing those so it doesn't go into a dark place, but just a place of acknowledgement. I think that's really, really important. And I think about this creative freedom. What does that really mean? Is there responsibility in creative freedom? Is there boundary setting in creative freedom? Is that a wrong thing to expect? Again, I go back to when I was young. I don't feel like I was deprived. I was raised where if you cursed, you got soap in your mouth. If you said shut up and stupid, you got soap in your mouth. Kids are saying and doing so much more than that. And I don't get it. I really don't get it. You know, are young not being raised with morals and values? Are they witnessing things from the adults in their world that they really should not be exposed to? I mean, this is what I want to put on the table tomorrow. This is what I want to try to understand. Why are so many people being killed? Why? Because they put a hood on, because they're running down the street, because they're at the wrong place at the wrong time. They made some poor decisions in being around and getting involved with the wrong people. I mean, why? Like, what is it? You know, when I was coming up, we had our little gangs. It was so, I laugh now, even though back then maybe it wasn't funny. It was not about guns. It wasn't. It was about switchblades and nunchucks, you know. And I don't know. You know, I thought that I had it hard when I was coming up. I did. It is nothing compared to what our young people experience now. Even nothing compared to what my children experience. And my youngest is about to turn 27. And so I want you to really think about it. And please help spread the word. Come by Flava Coffee House tomorrow for the show that's called State of Emergency Alert. And let's talk about it. Let's really put it on the table. Let's be honest, respectful, because I don't have a problem in deleting people and hanging up. I'm just going to keep it honest, okay? Let's keep it respectful. Let's put out the problem. Let's identify them. And let's come up with solutions and what that might look like. Tomorrow here on Flava Marlux Radio, I open up the doors to the coffee house for you to come in and join in on this roundtable conversation about, you know, how we can be a part of making a difference in our own homes, in our communities, and in society across the nation. I guess I should get back to playing some more music, huh? I could rant and rant, but I just want to really, really impress upon you why I feel the need, why I'm drawn to wanting to do this show tomorrow, why it's so very, very important to me. Let me go in a direction of just kind of fun music. I'm going to play my boy Paris Escovedo's band with Latin Lady.
I'ma push up on it, switch, I'ma push up. gang. Yeah. And I be stuntin' in my Nike socks.
Stuntin' all of my ex junk, stay mad at the kids, getting it. Chill, bro, you tellin' lies in all my verses, I'm living it. Stuntin' to the top, my ambition won't let me stop. Lookin' clean, super clean, swagged out in my Nike socks. Stuntin' all of my ex junk, stay mad at the kids, getting it. Chill, bro, you tellin' lies in all my verses, I'm living it. Stuntin' to the top, my ambition won't let me stop. Looking clean, super clean, swagged out in my Nike socks. 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 Goddamn, I'm feeling that. Swagged out in my Nike socks. Swagged out in my Nike socks. Swagged out in my Nike socks. Goddamn, I'm feeling that. Swagged out, yeah, yeah, Nike socks. Yeah, 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 goddamn. Swag, I need super cash. Yep. Chain beats, yep, on this super track. You ain't bumping that Wolf Gang. Then when you getting your music back? Brilliant music, out. I'm doing that. Been fly when you flew in that. Man, Jock ain't putting on. Whoa,
when you hear your room is sack.
Nike socks, check. Now Instagram, yo,
take a pic.
Nike socks, check. Now Instagram, yo, these new ones, they drop it. Elite kind, they fly shit. They ending at my cat boy. Goddamn, they high. I was told people gon' love you that really don't even know you. Your ambition is key, it's gon' change the ones that you close to. When they ain't getting a cut to amount they feel they supposed to, then you will go worldwide and they will remain just local.
I'm going
local, how dare you ever turn your back on ambition like mine. These Nike socks is all black, match my belt and my hat. These Nike socks is on deck, true religion could breathe to make sure you see the check.
Swagged out in my Nike socks, swagged out in my Nike socks, swagged out in my Nike socks. Goddamn, I'm feeling it. Swagged out in my Nike socks, swagged out in my Nike socks, swagged out in my Nike socks. Goddamn, I'm feeling it. Swagged out, yeah, yeah, Nike socks, yeah, yeah, yeah. Goddamn, my Nike socks, oh, yeah, yeah. Swagged out, yeah, yeah, high socks, yeah, yeah. Goddamn, my Nike socks, oh, yeah.
Swag. Now why they all mad? Cause I'm blowing up fast. I want that that I never had. Like that two-door Maserati, that one-seater Bugatti. I'm making it not a probably, cause rapping is not a hobby. Gray and black Nike socks, matching with my Raiders cap. Black crowns, mid-quarter, stuck under my leather vest. Easy socks, weather wear, when winter is at its best. All your rumors flatter me, but no, I ain't even flattered yet. Mad boy, I'm laughing at y'all in my Nike socks. Sad boy, I'm laughing at y'all in my Nike socks. Be glad, boy, that I won't stop you in my Nike socks. Move fast, boy, I'm coming through, I'm in my Nike socks.
Swagged out in my Nike socks, swagged out in my Nike socks, swagged out in my Nike socks. Goddamn, I'm feeling them. Swagged out in my Nike socks, swagged out in my Nike socks, swagged out in my Nike socks. Goddamn, I'm feeling them. Swagged out, yeah, yeah, Nike socks.
Oh, we're coming to the end of another Flava Coffee House. I want to thank everyone who tuned in live to listen to this show and the great talents that I play for you and the thoughts that I have to share. I'm really, really excited and just have so much hope for the show that I'm going to do tomorrow with J.C. Cage from Black Stacks and Quiet Storm of Spoken Word out of North Carolina. I'm really, really excited about it. I hope you will tune in tomorrow. I will open up the chat room so that if you want to type in and participate, I will be opening up the phone lines. Even though I'm asking if you want to be a part of a panel, please email me at radio@flavanews.com with the reasons why you want to be a part of a panel and why you feel you would be effective to what your phone number is so I know what numbers to watch for tomorrow from the panelists. But otherwise, I will be opening up the phone line. And I just really hope to get a great conversation going. I hope that, you know, we can, you know, start talking about what a resolve would look like. We got to really take back our homes, our communities, our babies. We got to give them something safe, you know, to grow into. We got to do something to make a difference. I don't think that there's any step that is moving forward can be wrong. You know, it's just like when I had my grandbaby, and they tell my kids tell me I spoil her, you know, but she is my heart. She loves art. I have got green and blue sparkles all over my floor right now, and I got to vacuum it up because I'm just finding more and more, you know, sparkles. But she loves to create. We painted a birdhouse. She made Seahawks flags. She cut and wrote, you know, all kinds of things. We went and played in the park. We went by Lake Washington. She threw rocks into the lake. We did so much together. And it wasn't about having to get home and get on the computer or get in front of the TV for her. She really enjoys doing things with me, and I enjoy doing things with her. And I think we need to take a little bit more time instead of allowing the TV and the video games to babysit our children. I think we need to sit down and take some time and do some things. I play with my grandkids. When Amira comes over, you know, and Kimora's here, or even, you know, with Amira, we play. You know, I've got baskets for both of my girls, and it's got coloring things. It's got puzzles in there, and they both have their own baskets with scissors and crayons and pencils and anything, you know, to create. And we play school, you know, and all of that, you know. And so just really think about, you know, also what kind of music are the babies being exposed to in your car when you're driving down the street and you're taking them to school or going to the store? What kind of music are they exposed to? My daughter is really good about, you know, what she exposes Kimora to, and my nephews that she's helping to raise. And so, you know, I think that's really, really important. Kids just need to be kids. They really do. And sometimes we have to make sacrifices of what we would like to experience in a moment if our children are around. You know, once we bring children into the world, we really, really need to think about what we are exposing them to. And I think sometimes we as adults get very, very selfish and we forget. You know, I think that we need to pay attention a little bit more. So as I close out today's show, I want to play a few spoken word pieces. I'm going to start out with a piece by Six Deep the Messenger. And this is a piece that he performed at Flavor Coffee House back in the day. It's called The Real War.
First of all, got to protect our brothers and sisters from themselves and from those in the community that would rip them up.
We have to listen. We're in a war. A struggle for equality. For opportunity. For humanity. This is the real war. Warriors, stand up. It's the real war. Warriors, stand up. Warriors, stand up. You may love me, hate me, or fear me, but never doubt me. Open your mind's eyes and let your ears hear the truth about me.
Open your mind.
I came to challenge the lies and falsehoods presented. Expose the creators of these false gods represented. Take this mantle of desecrated faith and upend it. Suspend it on a stake with nothing but its cut off head as an example to those who would dare to defend it.
We have got to stop sacrificing our sisters to the streets and our brothers to the drugs. So now we have got to turn that around and take from them. I believe in taking it. Go to school and get that knowledge. Begin with that lack of awareness.
righteous battle burn bright in me. And your threats of murder, stun gun, and jail cells do not frighten.
You don't scare me.
It only serves to enlighten me. Awaken the fight in me.
Warrior.
Call to the right in me.
Stand
ask
up.
God to expand my might in me. Cause this fight is real. A battle for the soul. A struggle for control of our destiny. Our lives. Our existence. We must pursue true freedom with absolute persistence. Total resistance to the urge to follow blindly like moths to a flame. Engulfed in the blaze before we realized we were just pawns in a game. A savage sport played by some sick sociopath. Finding glee in the idea of crushing any and all who are not like him. As if he was still that ancient Roman gladiator, he wishes to reach out and smite them. Ignite them in fires of hatred and loathing. Self-hatred and self-loathing all coming together and exploding in a mushroom cloud of division.
We just have to take care of our present. We just have to take care of our future.
Now more than ever, they have us right where they want us. Right for the picking. They can take us out one by one at their leisure. It's called attrition. Know my mission. I am here to bring clarity to minds that have been confused. Psyches abused. Attributes misused. I am here to change the world.
The whole world.
Let the flag of this unified struggle unfurl. Break free of these chains. Release the nightmare of the whip. As it begins to uncurl, it's time. Time to seek true justice for all committed crimes. Acknowledge the changes, but realize we are still in troubled times. The need to rise is the reason that I write and recite these rhymes. We are not blind. This is the real war. The struggle for equality. For opportunity, for humanity. This is the real war. This is the real war.
Give up till you die.
I remember son of a bitch. I remember bastard. I remember being told about everything that I would never be. Never did I hear, I love you. You bring pride to my heart. Or I'm thankful that you are my child. I remember the pain of not feeling worthy, not feeling good. Not at any time was there an embrace or a show of affection. Don't get me wrong. I'm thankful that you provided for my physical needs. You did that to the utmost. But I remember that no matter how well I did in my academics, it was never good enough. Even though I was straining my brain to the point of multiple migraines. I remember being isolated and cut off from many experiences of joy that were commonplace to most of my peers. I remember being beat into submission for my transgressions in comparison to many my age. They were not many and mild in their degree. I remember the scar on my right thigh. I remember the nickel-sized flat keloid on my left knee. I remember low self-esteem and lower self-worth. I remember thinking, why do I exist in this life? Why was I allowed to survive childhood? I remember the day my baby sister lost her courageous battle for the breath of life. Part of my heart, soul, and spirit died, which had me looking forward to the night because that is the time that I closed my eyes. I remember the emptiness and pain, hoping that I could just die because I wanted to stop the feeling of going insane. I remember the attacks against my body that they would not believe. I remember never being given encouragement or shown the love that till this day my heart needs. I remember feeling all alone in a room full of family members. I remember feeling crazy because of not wanting to be the source of embarrassment. I lived the life of a pretender. I remember my 18th birthday and finally feeling free to make my own choices and live just for me. My life has been a long, winding road that is still being traveled. What I speak on are memories of negativity. They don't define my entire existence, but have helped to mold my self-awareness. These are some of the many things about being in this reality. I remember.
Well, I've come to the close of another Flavor Coffee House this Saturday, and I want to again thank everyone for tuning into the show. To those that come back and check out the archives, tomorrow is an important day, and I hope it's important to you too. This is a day that I'm opening up the phone lines. We're bringing it to the radio, and, you know, we want to address some issues that are taking place in communities all across the world, too. Definitely here in the United States, where a good portion of my listeners live. This is where we can identify the problems and hopefully start to talk about what a solution and solutions would look like. Today I closed out the show with Paris Escovedo's band with Latin Lady, going into Adina Howard with Switch, Tiz with Tonight, going into Wolfgang Jock with Nike Socks, and then closing out with 6 Deep the Messenger with Real War, and then my dear, dear friend Quiet Storm, who's going to be on the panel for tomorrow's show, I Remember. So take care. God bless. Have a great, great Saturday. This is where we meet every Saturday at the Coffee House. But please come by tomorrow, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for State of Emergency Alert here on Flava Marlex Radio.